Good evening. This is Mae Brussel. The title of this program is World Watchers. It's program number 737, January the 20th, 1986. January the 20th, 1986 also happens to be the first annual and federal holiday commemorating the birthday of Martin Luther King. At first, I was going to do an entire hour on that subject, but I'm going to put it off until next week and let the television documentaries and the celebrations take place through this evening, through Monday night, and there's plenty of time to share my opinions and views of these matters with you. I feel very angry when I see the spectacle of repeating his words, saying what he said, and not alerting to people simultaneously, both to the dream and also to the threats that surround them today that make it very difficult to see how that dream can be put into action. Andrew Young has been visibly memorializing this occasion. He was on the balcony with Martin Luther King when he was murdered. And just as the Central Intelligence Agency has a backup team to take care of matters because the selected person in their mind as the target enemy, such as Martin Luther King, being a communist or against the war in Vietnam or so forth, Andrew Young and Jesse Jackson, who were both on the balcony with Martin Luther King, parlayed that experience into their own politics, which to me is very questionable in the way they behave and the things they cover up. And Andrew Young was visible this week, so was Jesse Jackson with his speeches. And I think of how he broke up the Democratic Party, the election, so that Nixon, I keep confusing, and it's not difficult to do that. Ronald Reagan could be reelected. Jackson working with Louis Farrakhan, and Farrakhan receiving millions of dollars from Gaddafi. And yet Jackson is there giving his sermons and becoming the center stage along with Young, and the possibilities of what Martin Luther King wanted in terms of no war and no violence are neutralized by our total defense budget, the escalation of the Star Wars, the laser weapons, and the methods of killing that have been going on before he was born and since he was murdered have escalated to such a tremendous extent. Reverend Abernathy was not part of these celebrations. He was up in Alaska. He was a long partner of Reverend King, and he was the gentleman that came out the blacks for Reagan at the last elections. Never in this past week have they mentioned the gunning down, or I haven't heard it, the gunning down of Martin Luther King's mother. She played in that same church, played the organ, or the drowning of his brother shortly after Martin Luther King was killed by a mind-control zombie from Ohio who's in a prison, who isn't deprogrammed, and these same black people, whether it's Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, and the whole gang, or the white people such as Joan Baez or Bob Dylan, these people celebrating Martin Luther King, I say Dylan because he's part of the Kennedy Center celebration, none of them want to know what James Earl Ray knows or anything about the plot and the plans to kill all blacks and all Jews in the United States. They never mention those other terrible murders, of course. Now, the House Select Committee on Assassinations worked 1976, 77, into 78, and spent $6 million to try and cover up, again, the murders of John Kennedy and Martin Luther King. But in the case of Martin Luther King, they came out with a very definite, it was a conspiracy that killed Martin. And even after this money was spent, even though the plot led to the Birch Society, to plans for James Earl Ray to go to Rhodesia, for his links to the far right wing and the Klan of the United States. He knew the Klan was offering $1 million for the life of King before he even left the Missouri prison. Nobody asked any questions, and the blacks are happy to be among the very wealthy that made it, or the poor can have the same the Graham Rudman bill as the poor white in America. They're equal now. They can suffer equally. And I'm very bitter that these people take so much of what Martin said and dreamt and pass over the point of how he was wiped out and don't swear to themselves that never again are these people going to be gunned down who had so much to offer, and that the present administration and the one before it and the one before it are the politicians that these people are lauding and allowing them to cover up with their assistance the very murderers who are in jail and would probably, if given some kind of immunity, be more than glad to tell you exactly how the network was set up to kill a man who had a vision, who was willing to risk his life, and these people take the fruit of the risk and don't even want to know how he's gunned down like a dog. The Klan and the Nazis, the Posse Comitatus, are united today. They have computers, they're linked to Permandex, the regular assassination team coming out of various agencies in Italy, United States, and British intelligence. People like Robert Brown, a soldier of fortune, and the Aryan Nations, and the Posse, and the survivalists are getting ready to shoot blacks who resist oppression in this country, to have a revolution in this country. They see the necessity to get rid of all blacks in this country. They have the assistance of corporations such as Boeing, United Technology, Lockheed. They work with the government. They work with the military. There's a network of them throughout the United States. The network links to South America. It works directly to Germany and Canada. And this holiday gives black people a lot of hope. And their chances today are going down the hole, as are many of ours, with what is happening to this country. So Martin Luther King has been dead since 1968. What he left was the chance, if you can afford it, to eat in the same restaurant. If you can afford it, stay in the hotel. If you're able to buy a home in the neighborhood where you go to school with whites, or they had a certain amount of forced busing, which mushroomed the new private schools. But the cost of homes for the blacks is the same as anyone else, going up to $100,000 or above. The health care is the same, and private hospitals can keep them out. The health care is about $1,000 a day in the cities for hospitalization. The education is going down. It's $10,000 or more per student and very few loans, and the blacks are getting squeezed out of that. They didn't break into any trade unions that I know of in any way. The Teamsters or the builders of Manhattan, I think there's two or three blacks in all the construction of Manhattan. The opportunities for medical school and law school, the professions, is down. The private schools, the white private schools and the Christians, is up. And the racist Christian right is everywhere to be seen, wanting to run the kind of country that encourages the fanatics that are doing the things they're doing right under the eyes of the police department in every major city of this country. I don't want to be too dismal, and I'm going to do more on Martin Luther King next week because I don't want to put too many salts into my wounds, but I really feel that it is a tragedy, this way this thing is celebrated and used for people to promote the idea that there are opportunities in this country when every black child born now, just as a white, has a debt of $8,000 on his back in the military, is spending $28 million an hour for weapons. Martin Luther King was a nonviolent man. So to get up there and replay his speeches, I have a dream, I have a dream, I have a dream, $28 million an hour, and he was a pacifist. He believed in nonviolence. Now, Sunday morning on CNN, I woke up early in the morning, went back to sleep later. It was 5:30 in the morning on January the 19th. They had pictures of a banquet in Atlanta, Georgia, honoring Martin Luther King. It was the main hostess, of course, was Coretta Scott King, and it was at the Martin Luther King Foundation. Jimmy Carter was there giving a few speeches, a few words of a speech. It was on TV. I flash there and I see his face. I think of Jonestown, where over 900 blacks died, mass graves, identifications taken off of them. He's part of a church, a sometimes pastor in an all-white segregated church in Georgia. We hunt and look for Gaddafi and PLO who have reason to be violent, and then think that Jimmy Carter killed more blacks than Gaddafi and Arafat and all of the terrorists in the Middle East put together that killed Americans or touched any of us. And he is the honored speaker in Atlanta. And then I flashed to Mark Lane, who was the attorney for Jonestown. This was all under the Carter administration, who also is the attorney for James Earl Ray, the man who killed Martin Luther King, who also represented different factions that were, in quotes, opening up the John Kennedy assassination that he's kept the lid on. And he's attorney for Willis Cardo, one of the strongest Nazis, right-wingers in the United States. Going from Jimmy Carter to Jonestown and Jonestown to Lane And in the background was a picture of that Mr. Don King, the promoter of boxing and wrestling in Madison Square Garden. But the honored guest with Mrs. King, with Mrs. Martin Luther King on Saturday evening, January the 19th, 1986, was Ryosha Sasakawa. If you could believe that, if you've heard my broadcast on Reverend Moon of Bohai Pak, of Henry Kissinger and Sven Kramer and their links to the Korea Gate story, Ryosha Sasakawa, who describes himself as the number one Japanese war criminal who worked with the assassination teams in Japan up till the time of Pearl Harbor, murdering the politicians identical to Hitler, murdering the political people, the leaders, the early Nazi Party organization from 1919 to 1929, and over 400 political assassinations, exactly the way Martin Luther King was killed in this country, probably the number one fascist outside of Hermann Apps of the Deutsche Bank working with the Vatican around today with the most power. Ryosha Sasakawa spreads millions and millions of dollars around the world and funds Reverend Moon and Moon's activities to put in the military dictatorship again in Argentina, to overthrow the democracy in Brazil, who funds CAUSA, the death squads in South and Central America. So next week I'm going to do the relationship of Ryosha Sasakawa to world oppression, to death squads, to the people that killed Martin Luther King. And can you imagine having him as the guest of honor in Atlanta, Georgia, described as the philanthropist? Do they have to take a nickel from him? Or maybe they should go back and read the speech of Socrates before he died in the trial of Socrates and see what pollution is. The whole thing was a mockery to me, having done the work, and I feel free to criticize the way this holiday was conducted because I've done as much research on the murder of Martin Luther King as anyone in the United States, any single individual. I have all the books, all the hearings, the documents, so I can feel free to be angry and not just off the top of my head with very good reasons. But the reason I'm not going to do an hour on Martin Luther King this evening is that there's something happening in our local area that is very important, but it is not only important to Monterey County, but evidently there's another country that feels that is important to the world. And the things that I talk about usually have a national, international flavor, but now we have something in our own backyards, and it may affect you as well. Many of you have read for the past few years about the genetic experiments on plants as well as people, but I'm talking about plants, and the altering of bacteria to affect various things that you want these plants to have happen to them. Specifically in Monterey County, they want to test putting bacteria, live bacteria, on strawberry plants that have already been grown, they've been planted now, and spray them in February and March and test the bacteria for the purpose of seeing how the plants avoid being destroyed by frost. But we don't have that much cold frost, and not in February and March when they're planting it. And I have reason to believe that there are other purposes behind this. And I just want to read you one news story that came out of the San Francisco Chronicle January the 15th, and then go to what is happening here in Monterey County that pertains to it. The article is titled, Altered Bacteria, Genetic Experiment Worries Salinas. Salinas, California, is away from Pacific Grove and Carmel Valley, where I am. It's divided by a Highway 68, which is about 12 to 15 miles. And then the Salinas Valley, there's a range of mountains there. And the Salinas Valley, actually going from up North County, they call it North County, up through Monterey County, down through King City, almost to Paso Robles, is the richest agricultural area in the entire United States because of the perfect climate. 80% of the lettuce comes from this part of the country. Almost all of the United States garlic, other imported, comes from Greece and different Italy. But there's a garlic belt up here in Gilroy and artichokes in Castroville and beet sugar. It's a very rich crop, and as I say, 80% of all lettuce comes from this area. The article is titled, Genetic Experiment Worries Salinas. Salinas Valley residents and public officials, long used to dealing with pesticide and weed killers, faced up to a new and unfamiliar environmental issue yesterday. They're worried about an Oakland genetic engineering company, and Oakland, California is about 125 miles from Salinas Valley, right across from San Francisco, across the bay. An Oakland genetic engineering company plans to spray a plot of strawberries with genetically altered bacteria capable of preventing frost from forming on the plants. Local environmentalists began agitating against the project months ago when officials of the Advanced Genetic Sciences, AGS, we'll give it those initials, received a permit from the United States Environmental Protection Agency to launch the experiment. Their concern was heightened early this year or this month when the State Department of Food and Agriculture authorized the adventure or the venture in Monterey County. Faced with a growing protest movement, the Board of Supervisors moved in, named a committee of health experts headed by Walter Wong, the county's environmental health officer, to examine the problem. Mr. Wong said at the meeting, this was last week's meeting of supervisors, they're puzzled over many issues. Did the company legally need a local land use permit to conduct their tests? Do any county regulations apply, or can anybody from any genetic firm out of here just come down here and say, this is where we're going to do it? They don't apply for it. They didn't tell anybody. One of the supervisors read it in the newspaper. He said, if the altered bacteria drift through the air, do they constitute hazardous waste or air pollution? The questions had no immediate answers, but Mr. Wong's report made one specific recommendation, that the companies find another location for their experiment, a location that's more remote from the rich Salinas farming region and one where frost is a more serious problem. Now, there's some catches here, and one of them, of course, as I say, is the question of just how much frost do we have and what is really going on. Now, this article says that there will be a full-scale hearing January 27th, which will be next Monday, and I will attend it all day from 9 in the morning through the day, and then let you know also Monday night what happened at the meeting. The public is invited to attend. Now, at the Board of Supervisors meeting this last week, they received two communications. One was from Jeremy Rifkin, R-I-F-K-I-N, the militant Washington environmentalist who runs a foundation called the Foundation for Economic Trends. He announced that he will sue the state of California and the Environmental Protection Agency to halt the experiment. Now, the other communication, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, came from 27 members of the West German Parliament. In quotes, our health in Germany and environment must not be sacrificed to the commercial interests who are so eager to bring their new living engineered product to the marketplace, sent the telegram from the German Bundestag members, 27 members of the Bundestag, to the Monterey County supervisors. Now, this article says the experiment is based on research of a Berkeley team headed by Dr. Stephen Lindau, a UC plant pathologist. Various strains of Pseudomonas bacteria normally act in nature as nucleating agents to turn fog and rain into frost when the temperatures are low. Now he and his colleagues have altered the genes of the bacteria so they no longer serve for ice formation, and the Oakland company got a license to develop ice-preventing bacteria commercially. The theory is that the altered but still presumably harmless bacteria would reduce swiftly around crops and crowd out the natural organisms that would promote the formation of the frost. So out of the Bundestag, out of Germany, 27 members signed this saying that their health and environment would be sacrificed by these experiments. Now, the nature of these experiments, the actual nature of them, and one of the arguments the critics have, and I'll list as many as I have the time remains on this broadcast. Walter Wong said that the man in charge said the committee is worried about the test site. The actual site is being kept a secret, a closely guarded secret. Even though Wong is county environmental health officer, he isn't going to be told where the experiment will be held. No site in North County would be appropriate, he said. The Environmental Protection Agency permit stipulates that the test would be in an isolated area. North County is no longer isolated. There are 30,000 people in the area. They are talking about spraying the stuff in Castroville, where there's a concentrated area of 6,000 people, and that also supplies almost all the artichokes for the entire United States. One of the main bacteria would be altered is called Pseudomonas fluorescens, and the newspaper went on to say, another article, this bacteria might be marginally pathogenic to individuals in poor health or with weak immune systems, and I'm wondering if the spraying of this genetic bacteria has anything to do with those people who have already shown a tendency towards AIDS, but it would wipe them out, it would affect them. Because one of the controversial words in this is that it could affect your immune system if you are weak. The Monterey Herald has another story that goes on. The Pseudomonas fluorescens is a marginal pathogenic bacteria that under special conditions can develop infection in cancer patients or other sick individuals. And I think of Ryosha Sasakawa, who's putting 50 or 60 million into South Africa in an area that is concentrated with not only starvation, but the threat of AIDS wiping out those people. And with Ryosha Sasakawa's war criminal record, I wonder what he's doing in South Africa and why the German Bundestag is concerned about this. Now, the immune system is important, and there are other arguments that I'll share with you, and I want to give you the background of some of the people also, again, who are doing this. Now, the hearing will be January 27th. For those of you who get this broadcast live on the air or receive tapes in the mail, it'll be at the Salinas Community Center, called the Salinas City Hall, and ask the location of the center, and you can, if you want to go down, there will be an all-day hearing. I'll be there around 8 in the morning, and I'm going to have handbills of the past record of the Environmental Protection Agency and what they have done trying to test cancer and thyroid on people's food before and ask just what this is. The input is for the public, for state legislatures, for public officials, representatives of other counties, for the United States Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Food and Agriculture. These people will be there, and the plans are to start the experiments February 15th or March the 1st. The location is within 1/2 mile of homes. Now, the permit conditions were these. All treated crops must be destroyed or used for research purposes. They're planning to use blowtorches to destroy the area and the crops and bury them underground after or while they're doing part of the experiment. It is so dangerous that it will be blowtorched and buried. All have to be destroyed. If it was so harmless and proven to be harmless, everything wouldn't have had to be destroyed. So they're putting live bacteria in an agricultural area such as this. The second term of the permit conditions is that the Environmental Protection Agency and nearby property owners must be notified at least 15 days before spraying begins. Nobody has been notified yet, and the location is secret, or if they have been notified, it's on the condition they don't talk, because if they were in the press, then we'd know where it's going to be sprayed, and that is the last thing they want. 3, air samples must be taken during the test to measure the extent of the bacteria above the test plot. 4, the test must be carried out only while an authorized EPA observer is there. 5, after the actual 45-day field test, the EPA permit requires monitoring continuously up to 1 year. And again, I'm wondering what the Bundestag in Germany is worrying about their environment, and they're going to have a record for 1 year, but will they tell us it went wrong if they proved of it in the first place? 6, after the tests are completed, the plants in the area, as I said before, will be destroyed with propane's torch, and all remaining plant debris will be disked into the soil. 7, the permit from the Environmental Protection Agency and State Department of Agriculture allowed the experiments to be conducted privately. Nobody can be there. Mr. Wong, the county's environmental health officer, and if it is so safe, why can't the officials, the supervisors, the county health people, no one from the Monterey County, only the laboratory can do it? And it reminds me of the correspondence of Ed Meese and Caspar Weinberger and Ronald Reagan when they were running this state under HEW, Health, Education, and Welfare, and Meese as a legal advisor and Reagan as governor. And they were working with Dr. Jolly West to have secret bases that were formerly Nike bases, nuke bases in the mountains over Malibu, outside of Los Angeles, to put electrode implants and experiment on the brains of prisoners. And of course, no lay people could observe Jolly West Institute for the Study of Violent Behavior. And this is that same secrecy. All permissions were not allowed to observe except the people doing it. It'll be done privately. And Mr. Wong said, even though we agreed to have private tests originally, now we are concerned. There's still a lot of unanswered questions. Now, the Advanced Genetic Sciences Incorporation will release these into the environment for the first time in the history of America or the world. This is happening for the very first time that an organism made in the labs, developed and genetically altered, a strain genetically altered of bacteria, they've called it Frostban, that's designed to battle frost on strawberry plants, will be put on the ground or on planet Earth. This is, they're going to release it the first time that it's out in the open, away from the laboratory. The experiment will be on a 0.2-acre plot. This will be, as I say, the first release of genetically altered bacteria that 28 members of the German Parliament sent a letter or wire to the Board of Supervisors in Monterey County in Salinas, California, saying, don't do it, don't ruin our environment. Now, one Joseph Mengele, coming out of Germany, could give permission to sterilize Indians eventually in Paraguay or to do experimentations that have been going on continuously. He took his x-rays with him to Argentina and opened up a medical supply and obviously worked with his medical expertise there and in Paraguay and in Brazil. And goodness knows where else, Uruguay or wherever he went. But the Mengele principle, once it was out of the lab, once it was done, once you selected people to experiment on them, it went all over the world. So why did the 28 Germans not want their environment affected if it's happening in our own backyard? Now, a lawsuit, several lawsuits have been filed to rule on the bacteria experiment, and they're all filed in Washington, D.C., so you may want to contact these people. One is the Foundation on Economic Trends in Washington. They filed a suit January 16th for an injunction to halt the genetic engineering experiment. Jeremy Rifkin, whose name I mentioned before, is part of that. There's the foundation. This foundation stopped a similar test on potatoes 2 years ago. And this also, there was supposed to be, in 1975, a similar thing to be done in Salinas Valley again, Monterey County, done by Stanford scientists. And I think of how many Project Paperclip scientists came out to Stanford University right from Punemund and from Nazi Germany. And there may be no relationship, but somebody in Germany knows something that's going on here and doesn't feel comfortable in Germany. And I should say that they're pretty safe from a 2-acre plot out here in Castroville that they should be concerned about this matter. The second lawsuit is the Environmental Task Force. I don't have their telephone number or address. It's in Washington, D.C. You can look it up and get their literature, and I'll do that this week. The third is Environmental Action in Washington, D.C. Now, five plaintiffs have filed on this suit also. Jeremy Rifkin as an individual, Glenn Church from North County in the area, Jane and Edward Johnson from Salinas, and Jonathan Drake from Carmel Highlands. The Washington law firm of the Foundation on Economic Trends, Lee Rogers, is in charge seeking the injunction to stop that. So there are three lawsuits and five individuals who have asked that this be stopped. An attorney, Edward Lee Rogers in Washington, said his suit contends that the Environmental Protection Agency has not considered the danger of releasing a novel organism into the atmosphere. They did not require toxicological toxicology test to be determining the possible effect on human beings by the bacteria. In other words, they're going to release it without knowing the dangers. They didn't study the effects on human beings and plants. And he said the experiment will endanger nearby population. It could endanger the other strawberries and provide a gene pool for commercial strawberries that would be very dangerous. And this lawsuit also says there has not been adequate testing of the new bacteria known as ICE minus organisms to see how harmful they are to human beings, plants, as I say, or the environment. And what if these bacteria become competitive with the natural bacteria and then dominate and take over? This is part of the lawsuit. The damage would be catastrophic and irreversible, the lawsuit states. There has to be more testing, and any experiments that release genetically engineered microbes into the environment should be conducted in remote locations, away from people and away from crops. I'll take a 1-minute break and continue on with what is happening in Monterey County.